Hey, this is Jack Mangan. Welcome to the Unshow. This is the Deadpan Unshow. Well, actually, me and my central air welcome you. Let's take a second to listen to the central air. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, what number is this? It's Unshow number 18. 18, so I guess Pee Wee Herman and Michael Jackson are no longer interested. Haha. Easy. Stupid. All right, well, there's a couple of orders of business we're going to do here. There we go. Quiet. I guess we're going to launch into a subtle, unglamorous start to the next greasy spoon nipples phase. So I'll grab three off the comments page. And the first one belongs to Espy. Says, "Did you love it, Retro? I finished the Southland Tales graphic novel this morning. It's a messy collection. I'm not sure if it helped me understand the film more or made it more blurry." Scroll down. The Smarty Hotties says, "Stop kissing Jack's ass." Okay, Huey, is Jack coming back after the music? Huey says, "Methinks yes." All right, what's the wager? Hugh says, "The usual, dot dot. I mean, we are in bed. There's only one thing to do in bed when you are not sleeping." Listen to Deadpan? Hugh says, "Yeah," quotes, "listen to Deadpan," quotes. "Aw, Jack singing," exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, star, swoon, star. And unofficially, their next comment says, "Aw, what a cute song." Finally, Vanamond. I actually thought this was going to be all Vanamond, because Vanamond has given us a lot of excellent comments lately. But he does get one, and this one is, "They don't build them like that anymore. http://tinyurl.com/68gv8t. It doesn't tell the time, ellipsis." All right, for the other greasy game, we had two predictions for how many comments there would be on the board, and we're going to call it about 525, because it seems to have been stuck there for a while. And besides, we only had two predictions for the week. One was for 721, the other was for 563. So 563 is the guy who gets the point, and that guy happens to be Vanamon. So Vanamon, after some time off, gets another greasy point. Vanamon, of course, doesn't even live in the same country as me, so maybe Denny's is out, but it's a good thing, you know, the IHOP is international. And if you're listening to this wondering what the hell I'm talking about, what the hell's going on, then you probably shouldn't listen to an Unshow. You should probably listen to a regular Deadpan. And maybe in the next one, maybe in episode number 99, I'll go back over the rules of this stuff. Because, you know, I'm kind of taken for granted that you know what's going on. But anyway, before, you know, I hate to put content in an Unshow, because content is good for the shows that, you know, have content. But let's do two things here. The first thing is, well, actually, all right. Yeah, you see how well scripted this is. I encourage you to listen to the interview I did with Trucker Overdrive on his BS episode. He calls it BS. I'm not making fun of him. It's the BS episode over at 12volttheater.com. And thanks very much to Trucker Overdrive for having me on. And Trucker asked me about PodTaint while I was there. And we talked a little bit about PodTaint. We talked about a bunch of stuff, but PodTaint was one of the questions. And so here I am in the Unshow just saying, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I definitely don't want PodTaint to be my pod legacy. So, and I will be at the NME in Las Vegas next month. That'll be August 2008. So if you're going to be there, then I encourage you to go. And if you're going to be there, well, I'm saying I encourage you to go with it. Anyway, you know what I meant. If you're going to be there, then we can talk about it, but let's talk about other stuff too. I don't want this to be my legacy. I don't want my legacy to be the guy who complained and bitched about PodTaint. But I think Trucker Overdrive and I had a good discussion about it, so that was perfectly cool. And all right, the next thing is I'm going to put some undue pressure on myself here. Said I would like I might start soliciting some feedback, because I would like, I'm thinking about possibly, probably, I intend to do a third season finally, after all this fucking time. I think I'm going to do a third season exclusively on Deadpan of Duel of the Fates. So start thinking about it, start thinking about any suggestions for how to make it so that it won't just be a crappy redux of seasons 1 and 2. And think about who you'd like to have on there. I guess I'll probably throw out a SurveyMonkey poll or solicit emails. Send me your thoughts if you want to, but I'm going to make this official and open up official suggestions, probably maybe in episode 99 even, I have to think about it. But I'm putting it out there because I kind of want it to happen, and I kind of, now that it's here in this Uncho, you know, maybe I'll actually have to live up to it. And all right, that is the Uncho. I have some excellent content for the next episode. Apparently, two things from Vanimon that I've neglected, and apologies, Van. So I do have some content, but I would love more from you guys. So send it to me. My email is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. It's with one M. It's just a long M. That's why I make it sound like that. And or voicemails are always welcome. 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. And that's it. It's been a long, rambling Uncho. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being deadpan. And we'll catch up in the official deadpan number 99. Oh, and just in time for the central air to kick back on. All right, that's it. I'm out of here. You can click stop now.